Maggie Thatcher, can you hear me? Maggie Thatcher, can you hear me? Maggie Thatcher, can you hear me?
Sorrow. I see no chance of your bright new tomorrow. So stand down, Margaret, stand down, please stand down.
This is an ex-habit. It is not merely stunned, it has ceased to be, expired, and gone to meet its maker.
Stand down, Margaret, stand down, please stand down, Margaret. I see stand down, Margaret, stand down, please stand down.
I just want to speak briefly about like the legal system and the Hillsborough campaign. You know, there's two Hillsboroughs, isn't there? The Hillsborough support group and the justice campaign. And
yeah.
I think they've been too dignified in their approach for this, you know, 22 years. They've been far too dignified. They should have ranted and raved. Because the reason that they probably will get something, they will probably release some sorts of papers. And what they're doing, they're hanging on until Thatcher dies, aren't they, obviously? Because that's what the 30-year rule is for. It's so that people involved in these particular cases are probably dead by the time it becomes public knowledge.
Baroness Thatcher, who, as Margaret Thatcher, was Britain's first woman Prime Minister, has died.
Margaret Thatcher dies. The day that Margaret Thatcher dies. The day that
the day that Margaret Thatcher died.
Margaret Thatcher has died at the age of 83. She reportedly died of cardiac arrest in her headquarters in Lincolnshire, England, on Friday.
Why has Margaret Thatcher been back in the news this week?
She nearly died. Well, so I thought. One bloke cheered over there. But there was a headline about her state funeral, so you suddenly go, oh, she died. No, she's fine, and yet we're planning her funeral.
She was requesting, she's the one involved in the planning.
Is that right?
Yeah, she's requested, like, St. Paul's or something like that, and no one's, and everybody's going, yeah, of course,
why
yeah.
Do you say what?
They must spell your name in fireworks.
I don't know.
I think it's good, you know, give her a state funeral, because a lot of people will want to pay their last respects, and a lot more people will want proof that she is really dead. It will be the first time that the 21-gun salute shoots the coffin.
What's the point of holding the funeral in London, right? Surely if they held it up north, there would be a much better turnout, because there'd all be loads of people in the streets having a party.
How much do you think it's going to cost?
3 million. 3 million.
3 million.
For 3 million, they could give everyone in Scotland a shovel, and we would dig a hole so deep that we could hand over to Satan personally.
Yet Thatcherites by night, Lyndon here, Lyndon here. Yet Thatcherites by night, Lyndon here. Yet Thatcherites by night, your faults I will proclaim. Your doctrines I must blame, you will hear, you will hear. Your doctrines I must blame, you will hear. Your privatise away, what is ours, what is ours? Your privatise away, what is ours? Your privatise away, and then you make us pay. I will take it back someday, mark my words, mark my words. We'll take it back someday, mark my words. Your Thatcherites by name, Lyndon here, Lyndon here. Your Thatcherites by name. Yet Thatcherites by name, your faults I will proclaim. Your doctrines I must blame, you will hear, you will hear. Your doctrines I must blame, you will hear. The scabs they hide their faces in shame, yes in shame. The scabs they hide their faces in shame. They hide away in shame, but we recall their names, and they know they'll share the blame for it all, for it all. They know they'll share the blame for it all. Yet Thatcherites by name, Lyndon here, Lyndon here. Yet Thatcherites by name, Lyndon here. Yet Thatcherites by name, your faults I will proclaim. Yet doctrines I must blame. Lyndon here, Lyndon here. Yet Thatcherites by
kind people have a wonderful dream. Margaret, my guillotine. Cause people like you make me feel so tired. When will you die? 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 And people like you make me feel so old inside. Please die. Unkind people, do not shelter this dream, make it real.
Shut up. There won't be a table. You can email us, workers@radioactiveinternational.org, workers@radioactiveinternational.org.
Yeah.
This is the place where pensioners are apes and their hearts are being cut from the welfare state.
Let the poor drink the milk while the rich eat the honey.
Let the bums count their blessings while they count the money. Stolen and they can't get what they want, then they're gonna get angry.
Well, it ain't written in the papers, but it's written on the walls. The way this country's divided to fall, so the cranes are moving on the skyline. Try to knock down this town, but the stains on the heartland can never be removed from this country that's sick, sad, and and howls. Here comes another winter, waiting for utopia, waiting for hell to freeze over.
I was mad as hell. The teachers at school, they took up the phone. paradise. Even though we know it's not right, we will dance and sing all night.
We'll be right back. watch the TV every night. Jesus, what a load of shit. BBC, ITV, Slick, forgot to capture me. What we see and what we hear, nowhere in the newspapers. You make us buy the useless goods that hard to build a plastic boot. The perfect wife, the macho man, the pretty child, the Nigel clan. This brain is all the stinky homes, why we all have to live in slums. Hyperbolic stereotypes, supposed to show us what life is like.
At 2:54 a.m. on Friday, October the 12th, 1984, the Irish Republican Army tried to assassinate the entire British cabinet. They almost succeeded. A bomb had been placed inside the Grand Hotel in Brighton, where most leading members of the Conservative Party were staying during their annual conference. Four people died, many more were badly injured. It was the most devastating terrorist attack ever launched against British politicians. Among the injured, the industry secretary, Norman Tebbit. He was rescued by firemen working under BBC television lights. They asked him in hospital later if he had any allergies to anything, and he said, yes, bombs. Mrs. Thatcher had been working in her suite when it happened. Apart from the wrecked bathroom, all the glass and mirrors in the bedroom were smashed. Police said the Prime Minister remained icy cool throughout. The conference began on time. The delegates, reduced in number, stood in silence for 2 minutes to honour the dead. A few hours later, Mrs. Thatcher was back in the hall for her big speech. Security men were everywhere. And Mrs. Thatcher declared her defiance of the bombers.
This government will not weaken. This nation will meet that challenge. Democracy will prevail.
Because more bombs were feared, Mrs. Thatcher and her husband were then escorted out of Brighton. They'd had a remarkable escape. A bathroom, which the Prime Minister had been in just 2 minutes before the blast, was completely wrecked as the 20-pound bomb sliced four floors out of the centre of the building. In other parts of the hotel, bedrooms used by government ministers and Conservative Party officials were showered with masonry. Hours later, the IRA issued a grim warning. Today, we were unlucky. But remember, you only have to be lucky once. As for Mrs. Thatcher, her retort was quite simple. Life must go on.
You can email us, workers@radioactiveinternational.org, workers@radioactiveinternational.org.
I saw a newspaper picture from the political campaign. A woman was kissing a child who was obviously in pain. She spills with compassion. Is that young child's face in her hands she grips? Can you imagine all that greed and avarice coming down on that child's lips? Well, I hope I don't die too soon. I prayed a lot, my soul to say, yes, I'll be a good boy. I'm trying so hard to behave, because there's one thing I know, I'd like to live long enough to savor. That's when it finally puts you in the ground, I'll stand on your grave and tramp the dirt down. When England was the horror of the world, Margaret was her madam, and the future looked as bright and as clear as the black tower back at her. Well, I hope that she sleeps well at night, isn't haunted by every tiny detail. When she held that lovely face in her hands, all she thought of was betrayal. And now the cynical ones say that it all ends the same in the long run. Try telling that to the desperate father who just squeezed the life from his only son, and how it's only voices in your head and dreams you've never dreamt. Try telling him the subtle difference between justice and contempt. Try telling me she isn't angry with this pitiful discontent. When they flaunt it in your face as you line up for punishment, and then expect you to say thank you, straighten up, proud and pleased, because you've only got the symptoms, you haven't got the whole disease. Just like a schoolboy whose head's like a tin can, filled up with dreams, then parked down the drain. Try telling that to the boys on both sides, being blown to bits of I'll be going before we fold our arms and start to weep. I never thought for a moment that human life could be so cheap. But
Thatcher's work is still clearly to be seen on both sides of the Irish Sea. The greed and avarice that prevailed in the British economy during her reign is still to be seen in the monstrous Celtic tiger running riot around this island. The cities are marked by a sky lined with cranes, while out in rural parts, many are demented by the grant culture. It's like as if the illness that was rampant in the city of London has travelled like rabies in all directions. More, more, more for me, and fuck the sick and needy. When I saw her recently take tea with Pinochet and laud him for his support during the Falklands War, I thought that perhaps the poor lady might be totally fucking mad. But that would be to trivialise her absolute danger to us all. I sense her spirit in Garavahy Road, Brick Lane, Soho, Hungerford, Harrods, and anywhere where greed is seen to be good or violence the answer. A Margaret Thatcher. She placed her hand upon the lieutenant's shoulder, honoured him for his attack upon Goose Green, whispered in the ear of the ship's captain who scuppered the Belgrano and 1,000 men from Argentine. The beast that she let loose upon the Falklands stalks from Stamford Bridge to bark around Brick Lane. Kill all Argies was her war cry in the 80s, and it will come back to haunt us all again. Her hand held the key that locked the prison where Carol Richardson lay innocent of crime. Teenage woman fitted up and pronounced guilty, Lady Thatcher simply let her do her time. Loved, revered and toasted by her cronies as they swilled the spoils of her regime, suave, sophisticated, guiltless criminals at her beck and call time and time again. Her handiwork wreaked havoc on the Mersey, brought hunger on Teesside and on the Tyne. There was 10% employment in the Bogside and 5% in Ballymurphy and Ardoyne. And from these wastelands she created young men coaxed into regiments to train, to maim, to kill, to live out her murderous fantasies and carry out her orders on Goose Green.
Millionaire living in a mansion pays less in poll tax than a low-income family in a small house. No other modern democracy has ever introduced a tax that takes no account of ability to pay.
fighting spread all along Whitehall and into Trafalgar Square. Hundreds of police reinforcements are still arriving. The number of arrests is expected to rise.
We want to create a new Scotland for a new millennium, a Scotland where the massive wealth and resources of our country are used for the millions of ordinary working men the length and breadth of Scotland, not for the millionaires. I've got to say, brothers and sisters, that the media hadn't predicted this, the experts got it wrong. Perhaps if some of the experts lived in the housing schemes of Glasgow and Scotland, they wouldn't get it wrong, because they would know the type of feeling that exists among ordinary people who have been neglected for far too long and who are completely disillusioned with the grey men and the grey suits with the grey ideas. Well, let's have some new colour. I'll finish by saying to you, because I don't want to keep you too late, and thank the Polish and everybody else. Not often I thank the Polish, but I'll thank yous anyway. Wait till he's left me again, aye. I'll finish by saying this. Nicola mentioned tuition fees, and I support her 100%. But let's make sure that along with tuition fees, we reintroduce student grants as well, so that working class kids can get an education. Let's ensure that there's a pensioners' charter introduced, that free TV licences, free travel and public transport, the purchasing of fuel vouchers for our pensioners to make sure none of them die from hypothermia in a country that's so rich in energy. And let's also make sure that we abolish the council tax and introduce a fairer system of local taxation which taxes the rich and the wealthy, and make sure that ordinary families and small businesses don't pay as much. That way we can use the Parliament to redistribute some of the wealth that exists in our country.
Better if I
noise, surprise. I say a prayer to make you care. You wouldn't listen. It's been too long. It's time you're gone. Get away from here. I've had too much, but not enough. It's time you left.